tuned in to Wisecracking with Winter.
Hey, before I get started, I'd like to talk to you about a show I really like.
Yeah.
It's the Ian and Terrence Show.
What?
They're from Southern California, don't you know?
Sign me up for that.
Way out there in La La Land. They talk about everything under the sun. Gossip, pop culture, national news, you name it, they're talking about it. They're even playing games. I don't play any games. Why don't I put more effort into my show? Why can't I be more like these guys? I don't know. But they're totally worth listening to, ladies and gentlemen. You can find them on the Apple iTunes. You can find them on most podcasting apps. And listen to this. You're not going to believe it. Hold on to your hats. Set down your bowl of cold cereal. They're on YouTube, too. You can watch it. I can't imagine putting that much work into my show. Give them a listen. Give them a try. That's the Ian and Taryn podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. So it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. Daddy, is this going to be as dirty as last time?
No, we're not going to do that again. I'm not going to have on a woman and talk about her sex life. Now go get Daddy a ham's beer.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
How have you been out there? I hope you enjoyed last week's or not, well, last week's. What does that mean anyway? There's no more last week's episode. Everything is on demand now. I mean, the last episode I did was with, Dixie the Hot MILF, who talked about her sex life in great detail. I hope you enjoyed that one. But we're going to go ahead and get off that super highway of sex talk.
I don't give a screw.
And kind of slow it down. Thank you, Emma, for the beer. And get into some, get into like the meat and potatoes of life. Like last week was, it was like a banana slit, you know? Just a sugary sundae that you slammed down your throat and you felt guilty about eating. It was delicious. But you're going to pack on the pounds if you keep eating that kind of stuff. You're going to get fat and be a fatty and be alone. So you can't have that to eat every week. So this week, we're bringing back our good friend Political Paul from the armpit of the United States. Indianapolis, Indiana, where it's currently 70 degrees.
I would have never guessed that.
Hey, how are you, Superstar Mike?
I'm great. 30 degrees here in the Great Minneapolis.
It's currently, with the sun having gone down like 4 hours ago, it's dropped down to 55 degrees here in the Circle City.
Yeah. You might have to get up and shut some windows, huh?
Maybe.
Do you guys have a cockroach problem there?
Well, cockroaches are a thing.
Not up here.
We don't have a problem. Yeah, it is. That's funny because, you know, as a kid, you hear people talk up there in Minnesota about, oh, your house is full of roaches and whatever, and I don't think I'd ever seen a roach until I moved to Indiana.
Infested.
And it turns out they're, like, much smaller than I always pictured. I thought they were, like, gigantic beetles, but they're really, you know, not that much bigger than a good-sized ant.
Bigger than a baby's arm?
Definitely not. Bigger than a baby ant's arm.
Hey, so you listened to that Dixie show I did with that woman. What'd you think?
I didn't, actually. I have not listened to that yet.
Why? Waiting for the wife to leave you alone at home for a couple hours by yourself?
Yeah, something like that. Things are so hectic down here.
Why is that? What's going on?
You know, my wife's got a couple of household projects for me that it's taken up a lot of time for me to go out and drive around and, you know, fill my day with not doing those things.
What kind of household projects are you doing now that you're domesticated and castrated?
Main one on the agenda right now is I got to make a rack, like a towel rack for the bathroom.
A fucking towel? What, you got to whittle it? You got to go out and buy some lumber and nail it together and I mean, why can't you
basically got to fix some ornamental metal hooks to a piece of wood and then affix that to the wall so it doesn't all fall off and whatever.
That sounds boring. Can't you just get somebody else to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So there's a lot going on in the world. Like I said before, we can't just sit and talk about people's sex lives every episode. That would get boring. So today is going to be a heavier show. So settle in. Go ahead and zip your fly up. I know what you were thinking. It was going to be another sex-filled episode, but not this time. So you get those pants buttoned. You get that zipper zipped up. Because we're going to get into the news. I guess we could start with the New York bike path massacre. That was nice. That was fun, right, Paul?
Fun is probably not the word many people would use to describe that. What was it? 8 deaths there, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
If you want to look for a bright side, you know, from an American standpoint, there were only like 2 Americans killed, I think.
Yeah, you ran over like a bunch of Swedes or something, right? Wasn't that it?
There were 5 guys from Argentina. I think they were all guys. They were all celebrating like their 30th anniversary of graduating college.
Oh.
I don't know about all that personal stuff, but...
Don't cry for me, Argentina! Do you think that song went up to number one?
Somebody from Belgium, I think, as well.
Okay.
But 2 Americans.
Yeah.
Also.
2
Americans.
I'm
sure a lot of people badly injured in the hospital that, you know, they're just like a kind of a forgotten statistic. It's all about, like, how many people did you kill with these things, you know?
Right. That's what we're looking for.
Like Las Vegas, kind of everybody knows, oh, yeah, 58 people were killed. And then the number who were shot and maybe had to, like, have their liver extracted and will have to, like, crap through a tube for the rest of their life. I mean, they don't really matter that much because they didn't die.
We're always looking for that big body count here on Wisecracking. So what happened to the guy is he got shot, right? Then he got out of the truck he rented from Home Depot, and he was running down the street, and one of New York's finest shot him, and he's in the hospital.
Yeah, he went down the bike path, and I think when he got to the next intersection, he slammed into a school bus.
Oh, you're right.
There was a couple kids there.
Yes, that was a cherry.
His truck was probably disabled, and he got out holding two presumed firearms, but I guess one was a pellet gun and one was a paint gun.
I guess he just loaded up at Home Depot. He got his firearms and his truck all at one convenient place. That's Home Depot! If you're looking to pull off a horrible terrorist attack on the United States, don't forget to stop by your local Home Depot and pick yourself up a BB gun and a fucking pellet gun and rent a truck. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, presumably he didn't actually believe he was going to injure anybody.
What?
Seriously, with the with the pellet gun or the paint gun. I guess the theory is that he had those so that when he got out and the police were there, because, you know, if you've been to Manhattan, it's kind of dense and there's like always a police officer within like 300 feet or something.
I've never been to the Windy City.
You know, he'd pull out those guns and get shot and killed and be a martyr for Allah or whatever bullshit he's into.
Yeah, he needed to get his virgins in heaven or whatever, right?
Yeah, but NYPD, I guess, threw a crimp into that plan and just shot him once in the gut, and now he's at the hospital under lock and key.
Will he ever see the light of day again, do you think?
I'm sure not if the president has his way, but, I mean, I don't think anybody wants anything good to happen to him. I think the president was talking about sending him to Guantanamo, which seems pretty ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? He would suffer bigly there.
Well, I mean, because he committed a crime in our country, and he is a legal resident of our country, and we have a criminal justice system, which is actually very effective at prosecuting people who perpetrate such acts. So I don't see what the need to dispatch him to a military base on a foreign land would be.
Well, speaking of Trump, how about his tax plan? Now, you've read it over thoroughly. You've gone over all the bullet points. What are you thinking?
I'm fully convinced. I've been through the hundreds of pages, and this could be the greatest thing that's ever happened for the middle class.
You're convinced, huh? I've been breezing through it myself. Yeah, there's a thing in here for unborn babies you can start saving for their college. So right after you get done fucking Mary Jane Rottencrotch and you get her pregnant, next day you can start setting aside a couple bucks for college. That's a pretty good little amendment to the plan.
Well, and there's the thing. Who has more kids than the middle class? I mean, they're the biggest group of people. So it's going to really help out middle class folks when they can start saving for college tax-free. Not just 18 months before their kids get to college, but 18 years and like 9 months or whatever.
Right. That extra 9 months is going to help out.
It really could. And then also you'd have the benefit of trying to establish fetuses and embryos with legal rights so that can further restrict abortions. Because that's what the majority of Americans want, I think, especially middle-class Americans.
Right.
So what's not to like? And then you've got the corporate income tax rate deduction.
Oh, yeah. He said he was going to do something about that.
Current 35% now? It's going to drop to 20%.
You think that's a bad deal? Isn't that going to keep big companies at home making spark plugs and radials and microwaves right here in the good old United States of America?
In all seriousness, yeah, I've been a little facetious on a few of the other comments about this tax plan. I'm not sure if you picked up on that.
Time out. What does facetious mean?
Yeah.
Facetious is like not serious. Sort of like sarcasm.
Okay. I already knew what it meant, but yeah. There's probably people at home that didn't. Go ahead.
Right. But no, I think that the reducing the corporate tax rate probably makes sense to make us more competitive with other countries, with other, comparable industrialized countries. However, in my opinion, it would make sense. Most of the people that then end up benefiting from that corporate income are the people who own stock in those corporations, which is, of course, disproportionately tilted towards the rich. So since they're going to earn more dividends from those corporations that get a 15 percentage point cut in their rate, it would make sense that you would offset that revenue loss. By perhaps, I know it's going to sound crazy.
Hey, what's a dividend? Is that like a Fig Newton?
Yeah.
A dividend is kind of like a Fig Newton in that they're both something that you want.
Okay.
But unlike the Fig Newton being a cookie, a dividend is money paid to a shareholder of a corporation, either quarterly or annually, when the corporation makes money. And decides they got enough money left over that they can start spreading it around to their shareholders.
Oh!
Stuffing it in the corporate mattress.
Aha.
Yeah, so I was saying, I know it's going to sound crazy, but since the government's going to lose a lot of money by cutting that corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%, one way you might make that up is by taxing, the rich people who are going to get the vast majority of the benefit, increased corporate after-tax profits. But let's take a look at the plan. I don't remember. Maybe there is a income tax rate increase for the wealthiest.
But don't you remember trickle-down-your-leg economics that Reagan brought in the 80s? When you give these rich people bigger tax cuts and they make more money, they create more jobs.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to get done here.
Yeah, because the rich people, even though they're already rich, they want to create more jobs. And they already have money because they're rich, but they can't create more jobs until they have even more money and are even richer.
Right.
Wait, did that make sense?
No. Do you want to hear my horoscope for today, Quit?
What?
Does it matter if I do?
No. Virgo, more stuff will only make you feel heavier. You don't need to wait for an opportunity to lighten up. Lighten your load on your stomach. That's horrible. Why would they put that in the Star Tribune? Oh, what were you talking about?
Taxes. So yeah, instead of... So they did leave the highest marginal tax rate in place at 39.6%, but they increased the point at which that rate goes into effect, basically doubled it, so that you can make twice as much money without getting to that highest tax rate now.
Nice. Hey, do you want to hear a letter that somebody wrote into me?
For the rich. Yeah. I love letters.
Dear Mike, my wife and I have lived in a quiet neighborhood for 22 years. 4 months ago, new neighbors moved in. Over the past month, their two dogs have been left outside barking at 6 a.m. and then barking for 90 minutes at 6 p.m. and finally from 11:30 to 1 a.m. This guy, what's he do? Fucking sit around with a notebook outside and write down fucking times? This
That's
was
what
the
gotta do.
I guess this was the final straw. So I texted them 3 times and told them that this was unacceptable and that I would be calling the Indianapolis Police Department. He didn't. They texted back the next day that they were away and that they would discuss the situation when they came back from wherever they're on vacation. They came back and said that their daughter was home and that their dogs were in the house the whole time. They said it wasn't their dogs barking. So I got in a denial, Mike, and no apologies. Now they have the nerve to be mad at me. Any suggestions, Paul?
Wow, I'm just amazed at how your listenership in Indianapolis just continues to grow.
Me too, because I'm nothing but complimentary to that city. God bless all you Hoosiers.
I mean, I didn't write that letter that nobody wrote to you, but...
I got it in an email.
Since you did say that that was a letter you received from Indianapolis, I can tell you that if you do have a complaint about barking dogs, good luck with that.
I think the guy should fucking man up and go over there and pound on the goddamn door and just, you know, demand that they shut their fucking dogs up. Or else.
Yeah.
And when they say or else what, you tell them to come outside. Okay? So then they come outside and then you draw a line in the sand or on the lawn. And you're like, I dare
in
you
to cross. Soil.
Right. And then I say, I dare you to cross this line. And if they cross the line, then you should like pick up like a dog turd out of their front yard and put it on your shoulder and say, if you knock this fucking dog turd off my fucking shoulder, it's on. And if they knock that dog turd off your shoulder, then and only then should you just turn around and go home.
That's about as good of advice as calling the police or
right.
Animal control, I think. I think those would both work out with
Me too.
A similar amount of satisfaction, your listener.
Hey, what's your horoscope? When were you born again? Was it May?
Yeah, Taurus, the bull.
The bull. The concept isn't so tough, but there are people in your life who still don't get it. The reason is that it's not in their best interest to get it. That's the part to work on if you want progress. Was that meaningful to you?
Oh, what? Are we doing a podcast still?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about taxes?
Yeah. It's mostly a tax cut for the wealthy. That's kind of the long and short of it. But, of course, you got that stooge, Paul Ryan, who will come out and talk about this supposed $1,100 a year that a typical middle-class family that we handpicked to best represent our tax plan might get and act like it's a tax cut for the middle class. You think Trump's going to put out something to help the middle class?
I don't know, but
when he can help himself to pay less taxes?
I don't know, but what's a five-letter word for lecterns?
Yeah.
A five-letter word for lecterns?
Yeah.
Podii?
Yeah, thank you. All right, you're talking about taxes?
Yeah. So, you know, you really want to get in the nuts and bolts of it. You've got the you've got the proposal to double the standard deduction from like $6,300 for a single person up to $12,000, which sounds good. Sounds like it'd be good if you don't itemize your deductions, but what they don't really tell you about is they're getting rid of the personal exemption of like $4,300. So when you put the exemption and the standard deduction together, right now it'd be like $10,400. The new standard deduction of $12,000, you know, it does deduct like an extra $1,600.
Oh, hey, dude, the red phone is ringing.
Uh-huh.
Should we pick it up?
Sure.
Hello, Wisecracking with Winter.
Oh, you got it?
Hey, Paul, it's President Bill Clinton here. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey,
Clinton, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. I'm as good as I can be. Still with Hillary.
Yeah, so. It's got to be tough having her still smarting over her terrible campaign and loss.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I got
a... Living with a woman with the most embarrassing political defeat in the history of the United States.
Yeah, but we've been over this,
Paul. How do you do it, Bill?
Well, you know what? What I was going to let you know is that I got a private ISDN line right from Mike's mixer to my home in Virginia here. And I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind stop talking about taxes, because I can't keep an erection while you're doing that. Would you mind talking about something else? Anything else? Oh, yeah.
My voice talking about, like, lots of other things will keep you going, though.
You could, hey, Mike, could you go get that Dixie woman back on? She was a handful.
Oh, Mr. President, we can't have her back on. I mean, or anytime soon, anyway. I mean, once is enough for a while, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, once wasn't enough for me. I enjoyed that episode over and over again while Hillary was out of town. I'll tell you what, I went through a lot of T-shirts. I gotta go, boys. We'll see you later.
Wow, well, it's always good when the president calls in.
It's a real quick come and go there, huh?
Well, you know, he's busy. He's a busy man. You were talking about taxes?
Yeah, so while it seems like, you know, for a few people, you'd benefit from the raised standard deduction, if you're someone who itemizes your deductions, that doesn't really do anything for you. And then the loss of the $4,300 personal exemption really hits you hard.
Mm.
So it's like a tax increase in that scenario. And there's a lot of, there's probably a lot of back and forth. And what do they call that? Horse trading?
Oh, yeah.
With the interest groups that want to see certain deductions remain. I guess they've proposed to eliminate the mortgage interest deduction for homes valued above $500,000. And my National Association of Realtors, along with the National Association of Home Builders, is pretty upset about that.
Do you watch Better Things on FX? Have you seen that?
FX?
Yeah, FX.
Better Things.
FX has the movies.
Oh, I was thinking of Stranger Things.
No, that's really good.
No, I haven't seen Better Things.
Oh, it's supposed to be pretty good.
Have you watched the full season 2 of Stranger Things?
I have, and I thought it was strange indeed.
It sure was strange. Do you want to talk about it and ruin it for everybody who hasn't seen it yet?
Yeah, let's give up the ending.
No.
Yeah, what happened again?
Have you seen the last episode of season 2?
They all get eaten by demo dogs?
No.
Oh, that would have been a good ending, though, wouldn't it?
I would have liked to have seen all the kids like lose their virginity or something like that. That would have been pretty good.
No.
That's probably next season. I saw them. They were all on the Jimmy Fallon show. And they were all bouncing up and down on his couch like... They were a little antsy something.
Have you noticed that the so-called star of the show, that Millie, what's her name?
Winona Ryder?
No, she's not the star of the show. She's just a washed-up hack from the 90s. I'm talking about the girl that plays Eleven.
Jane Doe 11 or whatever her name is.
Yeah. So what'd you think?
It was stranger than most shows.
Right?
I liked it.
I thought it was really good, too. It's kind of taken a beating online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from all the super nerds that are way into it. They're not over the moon.
Here, I thought everybody loved it. I guess everybody was just excited for it, but not necessarily pleased with the results.
Do you think maybe it got overhyped a little bit?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not into the whole hype machine thing, so I don't know how much hype it got, you know? But I guess if it got a lot of hype, then maybe that's what happened.
Well, I thought it was
good. I mean, wasn't it better than the first season? Or what?
Well, the first season was good, too, from what I remember of it. I mean, it hooked me in right away.
Yeah, it seemed like the first season was more confusing to me.
Yeah, I was lost.
So, but maybe that's why the super nerds like it, because they're so fucking smart that they understand the stuff that confuses us.
Right.
And then this year, when we understood it a little better, they were like, oh, this is all like last year. We need something more confusing to make us feel smart. I don't know.
I enjoyed the first episode when they were at the old school arcade and they were trying to beat Dragon's Lair. Remember that fucking game?
What were they trying to beat?
Dragon's Lair.
Oh, yeah, no, that game was stupid. I like all the Dig Dug references, though.
Yeah, Dig Dug was fun. Paul and I are both in our early 40s, so these kids are right around the same age we would have been in 1984. They're a little older.
Whoa.
A little older.
No wonder we like it so much.
Right, because we can identify with it. You know, Sean Astin is in it, the guy that was in the Goonies and Lord of the fucking Cock Rings and all that.
I always think that guy's name is Corey. I feel like he's one of those Coreys.
No, he's not Corey Haim or Corey Feldman. He's Sean Astin.
Feldman or Hart. Corey Hart, that's another one.
No, he wore his sunglasses at night because he can.
Every time I see that guy, I ask my wife, which Corey is that? And she just gets really irritated. And tells me, she's told me countless times that it's not one of the Coreys. And how long am I going to continue to be an idiot?
Do you tell her forever?
The rest of my life.
So anyway, I was talking about Sean Astin, and there was a Goonies reference in there, a little Easter egg. Did you catch it?
Probably not, because I'm not one of them fucking Goonies nerds.
They're talking about finding the upside down world or something like that. Or no. The kid was freaking out in his bedroom and he was doing all those drawings that ended up being a map, right?
Uh-huh.
And Sean Astin came in and he's like, what is this supposed to be? Some kind of a treasure map to find pirates' treasure? You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah, vaguely. It didn't mean anything to me at the time.
Why?
Because I wasn't into the Goonies. I never got what was interesting about the Goonies.
I thought you were like way into the Goonies as a kid.
No, not in the least bit.
Because of the whole Micro Magic Fries tie-in.
Yeah, I was too busy eating Micro Magic, microwavable french fries, and watching Gremlins and Ghostbusters.
So we don't want to give up too much of the story if you haven't binge-watched it yet, but what would you give the second season of Stranger Things as far as a rating goes? And we'll use the Hustler rating system.
Jesus Christ.
Fully erect, quarter erect, or flaccid?
Can I go with like 3/4 erect? Although that doesn't seem right to say about a show that revolves around a bunch of preteens.
Hey, you said it. I didn't.
What did you give it?
Fully erect.
Well, there you go. check his computer files first.
Right.
Before you kick in my door with your FBI warrant.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. Okay, so we dabbled in entertainment there. How about, there was a big dust up in, Texas today in Rudy Poot Nowhere, right outside of San Antonio. 26 people got gunned down, huh?
What's that?
In Rudy Poot Nowhere, just outside of San Antonio, Texas, 26 people were shot dead.
Rudy Poo, didn't we drive through there with your old man on the way to Vegas?
Yeah. What?
No, we drove through Bumfuck.
Isn't that the place where we stayed at the hotel with all the mold growing out of the ceiling, missing smoke detectors, and the random terrier in the parking lot that ran in and jumped on Woody's head while he was sleeping?
Right. For those of you not in the know, which would be 99% of the people still listening to the podcast, I used to drive the Big G from Minnesota to Vegas, and then he would stay there for the winter, and I would fly home one way. Okay, I started taking friends with me, and one year, Political Paul was lucky enough to join us.
Yeah. Fortunately for me, it was only one year.
And we ended up staying in Amarillo, Texas. That's where we were.
Oh, is that what it was? I was thinking it was Rudy Poot.
No, we went through Bumfuck, Texas, and we could have. There was the next exit was for Rudy Poot, but we went by it because the Big G was in a hurry to get out of the truck, and he wanted to get to a decent sized town like Amarillo. That was after 13 hours on the road, where he
wasn't in a hurry. I'm sorry. Wasn't he in a hurry to get to like the shittiest $70 a night motel that he could find before I could find one for $29 on Hotwire?
Right. Yeah. He kept telling us, "Why don't you get on that Hotfire and find us a hotel room?" So Paul was in the back seat, and he jumped on his Bingo Bango machine and managed to find us a pretty affordable, nice place to stay. But by that time, the Big G had already pulled into a shitbag motel where I'm sure you could rent.
What was that, America's Best Value Inn or something?
Yeah, America's Best Value Inn right off the highway there. What highway was that we were on? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
20? Sure. Some big.
20.
We'll call it 20. And it was
the one that don't go through Colorado.
Right. Right.
Don't go through the mountains.
Right. He always refused to drive through Colorado because of the mountains. And if we did drive through Colorado, even though it would save, I don't know, 5 hours.
We could have stopped and bought some weed at the weed stores.
Right. Right. There's all kinds of places in my dad's truck to hide your weed. So, but he wasn't having it because he was convinced there'd be a snowstorm and we'd be snowed in. And, yeah. So we stayed at a very terrible motel in Amarillo, Texas, where there were stray dogs running around. I remember going to the front desk when we got there and asking them where our room was, because the place was pretty big, and the front desk clerk had no idea. I'm like, "Where's room 16? "I don't know. I just done started here 2 years ago. I don't know where that room is."
Then they, well, after you called them to complain about the first room.
Right.
Then,
yeah.
Then they try to walk us to the replacement room, but they didn't know where it was.
Right.
Walked around the whole complex of outdoor entry motel rooms in six different buildings.
I was kind of surprised they didn't convert like a couple of semi-trailers into additional motel rooms.
They've probably added those now. We should go back and upgrade to those. Those are probably the suites.
Right, but hey, we're not talking about Big G road trips. We're talking about tragedies and Rudy Poot. 26 people shot down dead. What are the details on that, Political Paul?
Dateline Rudy Poot, Texas, a.k.a. Sutherland Springs. First Baptist Church. 26 people died Sunday after a gunman opened fire at a Baptist church in the small town southeast of San Antonio. Gunman identified as a 26-year-old, who I'm not going to name because I don't believe in the media naming these nut jobs who want to go out in a fucking blaze of fire. I feel like they want like some immortality through infamy. I feel like we shouldn't name them.
Okay, so we won't.
Because maybe that'll send a message to the next nutbag that nobody's going to remember him if he goes out and kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, that'll show him. You never got mentioned on Wisecracking with Winter, so there's no point in going on a shooting spree. So what the hell is it, the last 10 years, political, Paul? Why are people losing their shit and going out and buying automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons and mowing down people? What is it? What do you think's changed?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of things. You know, it could be the iPhones.
The iPhones? You're going to blame sweet, innocent Apple?
Yeah. I mean, in seriousness, I've heard people discussing how the younger generation that's grown up with smartphones are, like, more disconnected socially from others now than any other group has been in studyable history or whatever, because, you know, they sit in front of the screen all day, thumbing away at social media.
Uh-huh.
And they don't need to go out and, like, actually hang out with people. But, you know, and then they go, like, all their validation is based on whether he comments on their social media post or not, whether they comment positively or negatively. And people can't cope when things don't go well. And I don't know. I mean, that's just one theory. There's a lot of theories, but we're so polarized politically. I mean, I don't think we know anything about this guy's motives. I don't think we know anything at this point about the Las Vegas shooter who will remain unnamed.
Well, that guy was like 60 years old, thereof. Right?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I don't think the iPhone generational issue would have anything to do with him.
I don't know why people are so worked up and worried about Facebook and getting likes. Because I rarely post anything on Facebook other than when I'm plugging the old Wisecracking with Winter. You know, I use it for that. But, you know, I'm just thumbing through right now. And there's, like, nothing on here that's even mildly interesting from all my so-called friends on Facebook. I mean, here's one. You are looking for a great DJ because you have a wedding coming up, a birthday party, a bat mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, whatever. You're looking for the best DJ possible. Well, let me tell you. You're looking for Minnesota Superior Sound, Minnesota's number one self-acclaimed mobile DJ service. They can get it done for you. Find them on Facebook. That's Minnesota Superior Sound. Sunday Fun Day. Drinking and cleaning because I'm classy. And then there's a bottle of vodka, lemonade, and a glass on a countertop.
Does that make you more or less likely to want to shoot somebody?
I don't know. Here's another one. Who forgot to turn back time? Me, sorta. Two likes.
What?
Don't
what does
get
that
it.
Even mean?
Does
that
I
mean
don't something? Know.
Hmm.
But this is the shit that people post. Here's a there's a lot of fucking braggers on Facebook that make you feel bad about your life. Here's one. Great morning, making and packing 2,000 sandwiches for the homeless. Now, why do you feel the need to fucking put that on Facebook? Why do you need to brag about it?
Because you just want to, you know, you want to encourage others to get out there and do it.
Why would that make me want to do it? I don't want to do it. He already did it.
Happening.
He already fucking did it. So why do I need to go out and do it?
Some more sandwiches that need to be have the crust cut off from tomorrow.
God. And there's other various pictures of people catching fish.
Are there any posts about anybody who's, like, really distraught about the mass shootings and, like, how unsafe the world is now that you shouldn't even ever let your kids go out alone unsupervised until they're 26 years old?
No, I'm not seeing anything like that, but here's another really important post on Facebook. My daughter made dinner tonight, and it was like it's three pieces of chicken and some potatoes.
Well, who gives a shit?
Thank God you got that out there.
Is your daughter 26 years old?
No, her daughter's like 13.
Oh, well, that's something. Yeah, it is interesting, though, because, you know, like before social media, who would know about that?
Who would care?
Like, maybe your closest friends, you know, like maybe you'd be calling grandma, talking to her and be like, oh, little Missy, you know, cooked dinner tonight. Oh, that's nice. Or maybe your best friend you'd be talking to and you'd be like, oh, yeah, Little Missy made dinner for us.
Here's one that's actually Facebook. Funny, and I'll leave it on this one. I just heard an astronaut say that on the space station, they take urine from the Russian astronauts, convert it into water, and drink it, and that it tastes better than water in Florida. Sounds about right. Why does Florida take so many cheap shots?
It is kind of the nation's cesspool. I mean, it's a gigantic swamp that shouldn't even hardly be inhabited. But, you know, there's a buck to be made off old people who need to put on a parka when the temperature gets below 85.
Right, and that's another thing that bothers me. All these fucking people that move, all these people that move from Arizona or move from Minnesota or another cold weather state, and they move down to, like, Arizona or, you know, another warm place, and then they feel the need to fucking constantly put on Facebook, you know, the temperature. It's 85 degrees here today. What is it in Minnesota? I'm nice and warm while you're freezing.
Like me telling you it was 70 here today.
So fucking annoying. Does that annoy you?
No, because it was 70 here today.
But you didn't put it on Facebook.
Up there.
There's nothing on Facebook about it.
Don't.
Why do people... Do they do that to validate where they live?
Yeah, some people do, for sure. I mean, it's probably pretty rare that you'd see me get on anywhere and be like, dude, Indianapolis is so awesome. It's great here.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live? What's it like? Oh, it's not this good, is it? But people do seem to do that. There's like this, I don't know, it's like a hipster trend thing to be like so into the city. They must have a bunch of people up there wearing some kind of Minneapolis shirts and 612, you know, you like represent your area code.
Right.
I bet you there's a lot of people rolling around with 612 shirts. I mean, in your neighborhood, they're probably wearing 952 shirts, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons of them.
Really?
Yeah, you got to represent.
Yeah, I mean, here a lot of people wear like the city flag on a shirt. Or the 317 area code, and it's like, I mean, it's good to be happy where you are, right? But do you really think your town's like that much better than every other comparable town?
Well, it's good to show a little pride in where you live. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe what you wouldn't like is if those t-shirts like showed the average high temperature in September or October or November. December.
Do you think those people regret moving down there, and that's why they're constantly posting stuff?
Yeah, because they don't have any friends, because they left all their friends behind.
Right.
And their family, and now they're lonely. I'm like, what do I have? Well, I can get on the Facebook and tell people it's 82 degrees here, and how's the weather up there? Yeah, that's something. You gotta reach for what you can reach, you know. Hey, do you want to know something interesting about the crime issue we were talking about?
Yeah, what's that?
So, I don't know how many people would guess this. I mean, with all the focus on the mass murders that seem to be more and more common in recent years, but in 2014, I just did a quick Google on homicide rates.
Okay.
And this story is from last year, so it's a little outdated, but, you know, a little behind on the crime statistics, but in 2014, the homicide rate in the United States was the lowest that it had been in over 50 years, since 1963. So despite, you know, Las Vegas and what was it, Rudy Poot, Texas?
Rudy Poot, Texas, yes.
And the New York City bike path thing, your chances of being a murder victim in the 21st century here in the United States is, you know, lower than it's been during the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. It's kind of strange. So, I mean, you don't have, like, as many of these individual murders occurring, but it seems like you have more of the mass casualty shootings.
Uh-huh.
So if you can just stay away from those, it's like you're even safer than ever.
Technically, yeah.
But, you know, with, like, 24-hour news channels on cable and satellite, and all they do is like talk about this stuff over and over. Like, I would bet if you did a poll and you asked a simple question like, you know, when was when was your chance of being murdered higher in America? You know, 1965, 75, 85, 95, you know, or 2017? I bet, like, hardly anybody would get that question right.
I'd say you're probably right.
Yeah, it's so dangerous today. We can't let our kids leave the house until they're 26.
Not like they're going to leave anyway.
And the statistics just don't bear it out.
Sorry, there's some background noise. You got some people running around the kitchen here.
The kitchen? You mean you installed the kitchenette in the Funhouse studio?
Yeah, I put a kitchen in my studio.
Wow. It's pretty nice. Must have added a porta potty also.
I don't think I'm going to have to do that if I keep eating at the Big G's. So,
man, I didn't even know he was a cook. I figured everything was microwavable or...
He made some microwavable, gratin potatoes.
He'd be down at the Viking smorgasbord buffet for the early bird discount.
No, nothing like that. No, he,
What was, you remember that? There was a buffet place down there by Lake Street Target, Viking Village or something?
Yeah, it was like, if you're not aware of this, worldwide, we had... In Minnesota, an all-you-can-eat buffet is called a smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord, don't you know?
Smorgasbord. I think I went there like once.
I went there once too. I don't think it was that good.
No. I can remember going there. I think it was like maybe 9 or 10. Younger.
But like old people's taste buds dry up and they can't taste anything anyway, right?
Yeah, pretty much. They eat soup and...
Just want a bunch of bland pabulum to shovel in at a low price.
Yeah. Hey, when you're on a budget, you know, you're willing to eat almost anything. How about
last thing? The big G's not really on a budget, right? He's still living high on the hog.
No. So I feel like we've pretty much dipped around. We've covered everything except the most important thing, Paul, and that's picking NFL games. Paul and I are professional gamblers. Yeah. Sports gamblers, we've made a lot of money in Vegas, and if you're going to go with anybody's sports picks, wouldn't you say ours would be the best?
Okay, what are we on week 10? Got a few buys out there, a couple teams on bye.
All right.
I don't know who they are, but your Thursday night game, the Seattle Seahawks invade Glendale Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona to play the Cardinals.
What's the spread?
I don't have a spread.
Okay.
You don't need the spread.
I'll take
the
Seahawks.
You're not playing the spread. You're just picking a fucking winner.
All right, Seahawks.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Wow, okay.
Sunday early games, Green Bay Packers at Chicago Bears. Your pick.
I'll take the Packers.
Political Paul takes the Bears, of course. Duh. Browns at Lions.
I take a high school football team over the fucking Browns. I'll take the Lions.
Next, Steelers at Colts.
Steelers.
Chargers at Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I like them too. Saints at Bills.
Saints, they're hot.
Bills, I'm hoping for some bad weather to slow down Drew Brees.
Okay.
Jets at Buccaneers.
Jets, they're red hot.
Yeah, I'm going Jets. Vikings at Redskins.
Vikings.
I meant the Washington football team.
Ah.
I'll go with the Washington football team. Big win today. I like them next week. Never liked the purple.
Okay.
Big disappointments.
Yeah.
57 years of disappointments. Next, Bengals at Titans.
I'll take the Titans.
Here's a couple of real disappointments. I'm going to go with the Bengals for a bounce back. And the late Sunday afternoon games, Texans at Rams. Man, those Rams look good today.
The Rams are hot like fire, the people's desire. I will stick with your Los Angeles / St. Louis / Anaheim Rams.
Times two. Cowboys at Falcons.
Ooh. Flip a coin.
Is Elliott going to be in or out? I have the question every week. What is the deal with that suspension thing?
He has great lawyers.
Ridiculous.
Great lawyers. I think he'll be playing, and if he is playing, take the Cowboys. If he's not, It's a pick 'em. I don't know.
Yeah, the Falcons have been so disappointing. I feel like I'm going with them because they need to finally get the ship righted at some point.
Right.
Maybe it'll be next week. I'll probably regret the pick. Giants at 49ers.
It's a who cares.
That's a hot one.
I'll go Niners.
I'm going Niners.
Yeah.
Patriots at Broncos. Sunday night football.
Easy. Patriots.
Indeed. Monday night, Dolphins at the Panthers.
Panthers.
That's a tough one. The Dolphins are like the worst team ever to actually be above 500. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Really? You don't think J.A.J. is going to have a monster game as revenge for getting traded?
Well, he doesn't play for the Panthers.
Oh, right. He plays for the fucking Eagles. Yeah, never mind.
Right. Hey, apparently that's one of the teams on bye next week.
Right.
Cam's going to continue to disappoint, I think. And somehow Jay Cutler is going to manage to make Bears fans scratch their head and go, wait, is that really the right thing to do to get rid of him after 8-9 years of utter failure?
It was absolutely the right move.
It was, but they're still going to scratch their heads a little bit and be like, well, how are the Dolphins 5-3 or whatever?
Dumb luck. It isn't because of Jay Cutler.
I agree.
So, well, I know you got to get going to go pick up your wife from Lady Gaga. So, Political Paul, thanks for being on and covering all these different topics. And we had Bill Clinton on. It was an action-packed, full show. Have yourself a safe night, my friend.
Thanks. You too, buddy.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thanks for listening. And, hey, if you need a DJ, don't forget Minnesota Superior Sound in Minnesota. You can find me on Facebook. Hire me for your next event. If you need a realtor, go with Paul Lambie of Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's your go-to guy. You need a house sold, give him a call. That's Paul Lambie at Carpenter Realty. Thanks a lot for listening. When you're done with this, listen to the Ian and Taryn podcast. They're great. They're on YouTube, you know, iTunes, Android, all the apps. Have yourself a great whatever. Bye.